Thursday night, or L'chof Tammuz, Dvar Halacha, and Chavis Halvavus. So the Mechaber says in Shulchan Aruch that Tov Li Zoher not to make a Shechiyonu during the 3 weeks, Al Pri or Al Malbush. And the Magen Avraham says the reason is because the Bracha is not appropriate. You don't say Shechiyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu l'zman hazeh to Azman Puranus. But it's not kashur to Avelus or to Simcha, because we don't find that an Ovel can't make Shechiyonu. In the sense, it's not also, it's not one of the Suri Avelus. It's again, it's the Bracha is inappropriate. And Lefizeh, the Achrayim pretty much as a consensus concur that Hatova Hametiv could be said. Now, this the reason would be Al Simcha. That this amount, the Simcha Yaseira is inappropriate, so then anything that triggers Hatov HaMeitiv would also be a problem. But the Bracha is the Nusach, the Pasha of the Nusach of Shechiyonu V'Kimonu V'Kimonu L'Zman HaZeh, so the Achrayim say that it's okay to say Hatov HaMeitiv. The Aruch HaShulchan says that the minig by them was to say it until Rosh Chodesh Av, even Shechiyonu. The Gros says it's a Chumer Yaseira not to, but the common custom is indeed not to, and then Shabbos is a Shaila. Okay. Getting back to the Chavis Halvavus, Shar HaPrishus. So we learned yesterday at the end of Perek Beis that there's a necessity of having people around who stand up against the trend of materialism, and everything is, you know, how many things can you get and how much can you do, and you chop around another toy and another thing and another gadget and another try to have a more greater lifestyle. So it's necessary to have people who are parush, maybe to an extreme, we'll be learning about that, to serve as role models. And those people, they have clear minds. So they're able, the way the Chavis Halavos describes it, they're able to advise people who come to them for help, who want advice, how to do tshuva, or to be even mechazek tzaddikim, he describes. You have to praise good people. The good people get knocked very much. Sometimes you have to praise good people, and they will have an influence on their surroundings, on the people. And therefore he compares them to a shemesh, to the shemesh in Olam HaZeh. And then he says in Olam Haba also, pre-tzadik Eitz Chaim. So what does that mean, Olam Haba? It means in Olam Haba we'll find out how valuable they were. How valuable they were. We'll see how valuable they were in this world, in this role, as Prusha. And that's what Dvorah Hanavia was referring to when she said V'yavav k'seis Hashem es b'gvu roso. So that's an Olam Haba, because an Olam HaZeh it's covered up, it's cloudy, but then it'll be O'avav k'seis Hashem es b'gvu roso. We'll start Perek Gimel now, and he talks about Perek Gimel Omar l'inyan l'chama kitos nechlokam aprushim b'prishus. He makes lists, Chavis Halavos makes lists. And he says there's two broad groups of people who are knowing b'prishus. Nomar b'tshuva al kach, to answer your question, how many categories are there? So there's two broad categories. K'aprishus ba'olam, k'yela achas m'shtei sibos. One of two, you could have, in the terms of a broad category, you'll have two reasons that people will be prusha. V'heim hados, they're doing it for spiritual reasons. B'ha'olam, meaning they can be prushim for non-spiritual reasons. For, ironically, they can be prushim for this world reasons. And you have to know who you're dealing with and what their motives are and why they're being prushim. And he goes on to explain it, obviously. And he starts off that the prushim b'avur chizuk hados, meaning chizuk and ruchnius, Nechlokim l'sholosh kitos. So that broad category is gufa split up into three groups, which we'll be learning about.